seems as though that's...
I want to thank you for coming. And I want to apologize to the audience. We haven't had a lot of meetings since the last one. There's been many topics we could have talked about, but I know you would like to have come. But just for old time's sake in the last week, I thought, let's get together. And the donuts haven't arrived yet. They'll be here about 10. And so if we're still meeting, then we can have a break for a snack. I want to thank you all for coming and being on time. We have very brief business today. We have to consider what's come up as a really critical matter is this diving pool depth problem, which is with all the state high school league and supervised competitive high school diving. We have to advance this matter and a couple other ones. And so with that being said, yes.
Does this also relate to the fall dance issue?
I think that would be germane to this bill, if you will. If the high school league is listening, I say let them dance. So a lot of my constituents want to keep dancing, so it's very important for those who are involved. But that's not really the topic of the day. So I'm going to keep this short. It's my intention to add the text of House Law 1862 in all its glory, or lack thereof, depending upon your point of view. Onto the vehicle sent up file 357, and then it'll be sent to rules for further disposition, hopefully in a positive way was what I was kind of counting on. And that is the action that awaits us today. So I will first of all move sent up file 367 be recommended to pass and be referred to rules, and then I will offer the single page amendment that you have in front of you. In front of you have a DE1-1 amendment, that is the text, but that is not the amendment that I'm offering. I was told by staff that if we offer this three-line amendment here that says delete everything after the enacting clause and assert the text of House Law 1862, the fourth engrossment, then with a push of a button, the reviser can do that. If we offer the DE1-1, which is text already in a bill, they treat it as new language, and it takes the revising time. So there's a little revising tip for... sometimes you learn more by accident than on purpose. So that's what I want to thank staff for thinking of that. And so, are there any questions about the motion? Seeing no questions, all in favor of this handwritten, this unnumbered amendment to insert the text of House File 1862, the fourth engrossment, into the bill.
Sure, do we need a motion, first of all, on Senate File 367?
I made the motion to send it to rules.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Okay. That's to bring the bill before us. And so then what the motion now is to do, delete all and insert the text. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion's adopted. Representative Thiessen.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Go ahead.
We're done. Oh. I'm going to renew my motion.
Well, I'd like to amend the motion, Mr. Chair, to send this bill in the proper course, which would be to go to the Health Policy and Finance Committee, and instead of directly to rules.
Was your hand up, or did you want to talk about
it? Different matter.
Okay, Representative Bradley, you're looking forward to that?
Mr. Chair, I feel very passionately that I don't need to see it. We're talking about something that's actually passed the floor. I see no reason at all to take an extra step, so I would oppose the motion.
Okay. Any other discussion to that? Representative Huntley.
Are we voting on his?
Like the motion would be to send it to Representative Bradley's committee.
Yeah. Okay.
And if he's voting to amend the motion,
then
it reverts to the rules.
Yeah. Okay.
So discussion. Okay. All in favor of the Thiessen motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. The motion does not prevail. Representative Huntley.
No, Mr. Chair. What is your intent if some strange amendments get put on this bill?
Let me talk about that. Actually, I have some amendments I've learned about that would improve this bill. But that's not my intention to amend one item on this bill. Since this bill was taken up, other bills have become quiescent and need a ride. This is not meant to be the... This bus is full. There are some amendments that are controversial to either side, and it's not my intention to be the vehicle for any additional controversial amendments. There's already one or two controversial ones in here. And so I would urge members to offer no amendments on the floor, and I would hope that everybody just leaves this bill alone. I can't stop members from offering amendments. I can stop me from continuing the bill if certain amendments come on that are controversial to both sides. And I know that there's some that would be... Just to point out that this bill passed it with a very strong bipartisan 100-vote margin, and so I want to respect that. Is that a satisfactory answer? Representative Valley.
Mr. Chair, at least for the record, I understand what you're doing, and I respect your innovation and creativity, but it's a shame, frankly, we have to do it at all. The bill did pass, as you say, the bipartisan vote. There was work going on in the Senate. Unfortunately, it's another case. I mean, I have an assisted living bill, which you all saw. We had huge votes on the floor on a bipartisan level, and now the Senate is refusing to hear that bill separately. It's to me, it's really kind of a shame that we're not dealing with this thing. There's an easy way for this to get to a conference committee. The bill that we already passed and the companion in the Senate is ready to do that. All needs to be is just move it forward. Hey, you got to do what you got to do, but it's too bad.
Point taken. Other comments from members? I don't want to drag this out. Hearing no further discussion, all in favor of moving this bill to rules as amended, Senate File 367, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. The bill is adopted and moved. I want to thank you again for coming in. 15 minutes to start to finish. We're adjourned.